Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dhamma, homage to the Sangha. Today I want to talk to you about Kanzeon, or Kannon, the Bodhisattva of compassion. Bodhisattvas have not been properly understood in the West at all. In some respects, they could be said to be the power behind the throne. One tends to think of Buddhas as the highest form, and indeed they are. But without Kanzeon and others behind them, as their advisors, without these shadowy figures, a Buddha would not be a Buddha. Only Dogen talks of this clearly. With other sects of Buddhism than Soto, it is tacitly understood. This particular chapter of the Shobo Genzo speaks of that form of Kanzeon called Daiji, great compassion, which is so often seen in pictures. One very exquisite one of which was sent to us yesterday as a present, along with some others, by one of the monks who used to be here, Kei Tetsu. This particular picture shows millions of hands and millions of eyes, millions of faces, several kinds of body, several kinds of heads. Some persons have thought that such pictures were grotesque, but that is only because they do not understand what is going on. If you would understand Kanzeon, you must understand that the whole of Kanzeon is hands and eyes and the like. And if you would become Buddha, then you must exhibit these signs of a Kanzeon, to be constant hands and constant eyes, and even more. Great Master Ungan Moju, when visiting Master Shuitzu of Mount Dogo, asked him, "Why does Daiji Bodhisattva," this is the particular version of Kanzeon with all the hands and arms and eyes, "have so many hands holding various instruments and have eyes on every finger?" Dogo answered, "In order to be as someone who falls off his pillow during the night and is able to grope for it while still being asleep." Ungan said, "I understand completely." Dogo then asked, "What do you understand?" Ungan replied, "Does Daiji have hands and eyes all over his body?" Dogo said, "You have spoken properly, but it is not enough." Ungan asked again, "I only know what I answered. What else do you want?" Then Dogo said, "The entire body of Daiji is hands and eyes." You should understand certain comments when made by masters to each other. When the master asks a disciple, and in fact I use this technique myself, do you understand? I am saying to him, as the Orient, in the Oriental way, my understanding is your understanding. When a master says it is not enough, he is saying, do not think that the whole of something can be expressed in words. Millions upon millions of words will be required to express it. And you will probably lose the point, or possibly lose the point in that expression. So we always have to recognize our limitation. It is never enough. When a master speaks like this, he is not putting down the other person. He is recognizing the other's limitation and his own. Thus, Ungern is able to say, I only know what I answered. I have told you all I know. The rest is two arrows meeting in midair. Do you understand? Your understanding is the same as mine. There are no put-downs here. If one would understand the language of master to master and master to disciple, one must get rid of old ideas and old concepts of one being higher or one being lower than the other, and recognize that these two are both recognizing the humanity of the other in the very words they use, which the world would regard as put-downs. There are many stories about this particular Kannon, the Daiji, who attained the way, but none can be compared to this one. Here, Daiji Bodhisattva is, of course, the same as Kanzion, sometimes called Kanjizai. Kanzion is respected as the father and mother of all the Buddhas, and therefore not inferior to the Buddhas, as people sometimes think. Kanzion was enlightened in a previous world where he was called Shobomyo Buddha. Unless Kanzion walks with a Buddha, he is no Buddha. The power behind the throne, the ability to use hands and eyes completely and absolutely, the ability to know that every part of one's body is hands and eyes, and to give every part of one's body as hands and eyes. Kanzion does not worry about whether he or she is the supreme being in the temple, whether he or she sits upon the throne. They have no need to. For Kanzion is the mother and father of all Buddhas. All Buddhas are born out of Kanzion. For Kanzion is the expression of compassion of the cosmic Buddha. The compassion that the Buddha nature shows in the Dharma clouds. The compassion that comes out of the fingertips that know where to look and how to look and how to grope in the dark, no matter how dark the night, who know where to find that which gives rest, no matter how great the darkness. Understand the groping for the pillow in the night. Some Buddhist sects venerate Kanzeon, while others do not. Many people who do worship Kanzeon only venerate the limited idea of one or two Kanzeons. Both Ungan and Dorgo are concerned with all the manifestations of Kanzeon, and their interpretation is the one we should follow. They are concerned with the unlimited aspects of Kanzeon, not with concepts such as Kanzeon's 12 faces or 1,000 hands. There are some, as it says in this particular paragraph, who do worship Kanzeon. This is a practice that Buddhism is not happy about, but does not seem to have very much power to break in some places. To venerate is one thing, to worship is another. To venerate is to do that which says, this is my model, this is that which I will strive after. To worship is to say, this is a god and I can never be as this is. To venerate is positive. To worship frequently ends up as negative. It is very important that we know the difference. When Ungan said, why does Kanzeon have so many hands and eyes? The word many meant countless numbers, and Dorgo's reply, your answer is not enough, meant that we should never think that anything is totally completed or finished. It is important to keep this in mind. Ungan and Dorgo were the two best disciples of Yaku-san and knew each other for more than 40 years. They had studied and investigated various forms of practice, ancient and modern. Therefore, we should pay particular attention to their exchange here concerning Kanzeon. They are concerned with Kanzeon's hands and eyes. And if we study this dialogue closely, perhaps we can learn to utilize our hands and eyes properly. Perhaps we can learn their true function, how they work, what they experience, etc. Those of you who have done mudras know how the hands in the darkness know where to go. It is as if they had the eyes of Kanzeon upon their ends. This is one of the ways in which one learns the true use of hands and the true meaning of eyes. The meaning of someone at night groping for his pillow while still asleep is as follows, according to Dorgan. Kanzeon Bodhisattva is always using his hands to embrace everyone, without discriminating as to whom they embrace. Dorgo's expression is rather strange, but we must realize that this is only an illustration. Night has a special meaning which has nothing to do with night, in the sense of night and day. Here he is speaking solely of darkness, as I said earlier. No matter how deep the darkness, Kanzeon, when we are motivated by Kanzeon, we grope in that darkness. We hunt in it. It is as if our hands have eyes to find the causes and to find the reasons. Dorgo is not concerned with groping or pushing or pulling a pillow. All these things belong to discrimination. Kanzeon is looking for a way in which to bring rest and peace to all beings. To hunt in the darkness or to hunt in the daylight is still to hunt. One needs the eyes for darkness and the eyes for daytime and the ability to move in complete freedom without worrying about either darkness or light. Do not get caught in discrimination. We should understand from this that there is no distinction between eyes and night, and that the action of groping for a pillow has no limitation. An unconscious action to re-find that place of rest, or a reflex action of looking back for it. These things happen. These are part of the activity stimulated within us by Kanzeon, the true mother, father of all Buddhas. Night has its activity. There is the activity of darkness, as I said, and the activity of light, which gives total freedom of activity. And this total freedom of activity, when one knows that our hands are the hands of God, or are the hands guided by Kanzeon, when we know this, we are in the world of hands and eyes. And every function is gathered together there. If you are working in the world, it is important to know the function of hands and eyes when guided by the Buddha nature. To understand this point further, we must consider why Daiji Bodhisatta has so many hands and eyes. It can be said that this bodhisattva is entirely hands and eyes. How does he use them? His hands and eyes are not in opposition to his other attributes. Rather, he uses everything freely, as if he is completely hands and eyes. It is easy to see why we say, that the entire body of Kanzeon is hands and eyes, and that they are not limited to any ideas of self, mountains, rivers, sun-faced Buddhas, moon-faced Buddhas, or that our mind is the Buddha. None of these things are relevant. For that which is the essence of Daiji Bodhisatta permeates everything we do. When we live from the Buddha nature, when we give ourselves into it to be used by it, then all things are from Kanzeon Bodhisatta. When we exhibit our Buddhahood, that which gave us birth, the great Kanzeon Bodhisatta, stands behind us and shows us what to do. Ungan said, "I understand completely." He understood Dorgo's question, how do we use our hands and eyes? And this should be understood as the function of truth, that is, of our original true nature, working through our body as hands and eyes. Ungan's realization is an exclamation of the Buddhist way. We should strive to actualize this spirit in our everyday life. When Dorgo asked, "Do you understand?" he was trying to emphasize to Ungan that both of their understandings were identical. This is the correct way of practicing the Buddhist way. Later on, many people thought the Dungan meant that Kanzion's entire body is literally all hands and eyes. But they were mistaken. Even if the body included the entire world, neither hands nor eyes could cover it. The unlimited activity of hands and eyes is not bound by any sort of observation, behavior, or words. Hands and eyes are beyond number, like the means of proclaiming the law to save sentient beings. Do not get stuck with the words hands and eyes. These are but illustrations. Neither can be counted. This is Ungan's main point. He wanted to show that the activity of hands and eyes transcend the body, and we should use them as Kanzion does, without discrimination or attachment to anything whatsoever. The old saying of why does God allow the sun to shine upon the unjust and the rain to pour upon the just is stupid. If one understands Kanzeon, one understands that that which is pure love, that which is pure compassion, cannot discriminate between just and unjust. It is pure compassion. It is pure love. There is no such thing as judgment and judging. There is only non-discrimination. For love is love, and compassion is compassion. Mahaprajna, Mahakaruna, the two great pillars of the Mahayana, great wisdom and great compassion. They do not worry as to what a man was, or woman for that matter. All they do is pour their benefits out on all equally. And it is not just hands and eyes. When Dogo told Ungan that his answer was fairly good, but still only 80 or 90% of the complete answer, he implied that the meaning of Buddhism can never be totally expressed by using words. In order to express the entire truth, as I said earlier, billions of words would be required. Ungan is so far advanced that he can express 80 or 90% of it by only using a few. While it is better to use billions of words to express the truth than not to use any, Ungan's method is still the better method. If you agree with some people that an 80 or 90% answer is not enough, then you should realize that if this were so, the Buddhist way could not be transmitted. For even 80 or 90% has countless meanings and countless misinterpretations. Then comes Ungan's statement, "My understanding is as yours." How about yours? Ungan approved Dorgo's 80 or 90% interpretation. This dialogue contains not only words, but a deeper meaning, so do not think that Ungan was saying that he was unable to answer further. Dogo meant that the body itself is hands and eyes by his answer. The entire body is hands and eyes. That is, hands and eyes work through the body and can be utilized endlessly once the Buddha nature is in charge of that body. Once the egocentric self is no longer in command. If you happen to be questioned as to how to use your body and true spirit more effectively, perhaps you can answer something like this: by all embracing activity, body and mind will work together. But this is only possible when mind is understood as the Buddha nature. Ungan's complete body and Dogo's entire body cover the whole of the truth. and we should not be concerned with the difference in their expression. Shakyamuni's concept of Kanzion has 1,000 hands and eyes, 12 faces, 33 different kinds of bodies, and 84,000 forms. This is an even deeper meaning. Look everywhere, no matter what the shape or form, you will see a Kanzion. A Kanzion standing behind you. A Kanzion standing beside you, in front of you, sitting with you on the bus or in the car. In the restaurant, no matter what you are doing, there is a Kanzion there. Do not think that you cannot see one. Do not think it has to take a specific form. Understand the meaning of that strange picture with the million arms and eyes. Ongens and Dorgo's Kanzion, then, have countless hands and eyes. And there is little difference between them and all the other 84,000 forms and the 33 different kinds of bodies. If you have learned the meaning of Ungans and Dorgo's Kanzion, it is possible for you to see that all the Buddhas manifest 80 or 90% of the glory of Kanzion. And this is why Kanzion stands behind, as the power behind the throne. The explanation of Ungan and Dorgo concerning Kanzion surpasses any of the others handed down since Shakyamuni. Great Master Yoka Shingaku said, Kanzion is called Nyorai or Kanjizai because he cannot be attached to any particular standpoint. He always has absolute freedom. Nyorai and Kanzion have different forms. That is, the Buddha and Kanzion look different, but they are of the same essence. There is a famous koan about Kanzion's hands and eyes, which passed between Mayoko and Rinzai. And this koan tries to show the limitless activity of Kanzion's hands and eyes. Unmon's saying is also famous. Look at the form to clarify the truth. Listen to the still small voice to enlighten your way. Kanzion Bodhisattva is the real essence. And is the real essence of all of us. He sees our true form and hears our true voice. And he is our still small voice. He is the voice of Brahma, voice of oceans. Remember the morning service scripture. All the forms and voices in this world that are true are the voices and forms of Kanzion. There is the well-known saying of Zen Master Hyakujo, Kanzion constantly enters the truth. Ensu Kanzion was one of the 25 bodhisattvas who gathered around Shakyamuni, as is recorded in the Ryoga scripture. And in the Lotus Scripture, Fumon Jigen Kanzion is mentioned. Kanzions have walked together with the Buddhas everywhere on this earth. The ones I have mentioned represent only one or two of the limitless number. So do not be stuck with any form or any theory or any notion. Do not look down on Kanzion because he or she is not the central figure. Without him or her, There could be no central figure. And without understanding them, those who work in the world can never truly know the truth. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.